Hashem Shema Yisrael.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's story, Josiah, was written by Irv Tunick and features Betty Gard and Leon Janney. In the synagogue on Simchas Torah, on this day alone, the children under 13, those not yet confirmed to the law, are called to join in the blessing of the Torah, with flags or candles in their hands, with oceans of pride and vast mountains of dignity. They first stand beneath a prayer shawl canopy spread by the eldest of the congregation, and later march up the aisles and down again, bridegrooms of the Torah. They love this day, for this is their day. They love the coming of Simchas Torah. There is a special fire in the young. They take their joy in fulsome doses, and their laughter rings like bells.
Find me if you can. Find me if you can.
Your Majesty. Where are you, Your Majesty?
Over here. Over here.
Your Majesty, please, Your Majesty, come back.
Find me if you can. Find me if you can.
Your Majesty, Your Majesty.
Let them try to find me. Let them just try. This is my forest, all of it. Let them find me in my forest. Josiah. Guard! Guard!
Why do you call to the guard, Josiah? Are you afraid of me, a woman?
I am king of Judah.
What a little king for so large a land.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Huldah. I am the wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva, the son of Haras, keeper of your majesty's royal wardrobe. I dwell with my husband in the second quarter.
Why are you in my gardens?
Will the king not share the shade of his trees with his people?
It is against the law.
Oh, against the law. It is a trespass. Is that what you mean?
I will call a guard.
Because a woman trespasses? Summon the army because of a woman? What manner of king are you, Josiah?
I am king of Judah.
Are you king of the land or king of the people?
I don't understand you.
How little you are, seeing you close. Well, you're just a baby. I have a son your age. He has the same wild hair, the same wrinkle to his lip when he's angry. When he is like that, I have a trick to make him laugh. I wonder if the trick would work with you. Do you know what I do?
What?
I tickle the tip of his nose, like this.
Don't do that.
Sometimes I have to do it twice, like this.
Oh, that tickles.
Or, on rare occasions, a third time, like this.
Don't, please. But you shouldn't be here. If my guards were to find
you... They will not find me, if you don't call.
I won't.
Good. Then we can sit down and be friends. I have some pears. Will you have a pear, Your Majesty?
Why, yes, thank you, I will.
I know I mustn't keep you long. Soon it will be time for the evening prayers.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Don't you go to evening prayer at the temple?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
But shouldn't you always go? As the king, you must set an example for your people.
My uncle, Matan, son of Manasseh, who is my uncle, he says that it is just as well for me not to pray in the temple. He says that while some of my people pray to the god of the temple, many others pray to different deities, to the moon, to the sun, and to the idols of Moloch. My uncle Matan, the son of Manasseh, who was my uncle, He says that a king must be a good politician, that he must not offend any of his people. He says that because we paid tribute to Assyria, we must accept the Assyrian deities. He says that our God cannot be a very mighty God. Otherwise, why would he have permitted Assyria to be triumphant and Israel to be vanquished?
Oh, his tongue is a fang and his words are poison. Josiah, little king, what do you say in the temple when the ark is thrown open?
I say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord my God, the Lord is one.
Say it again, and again and again, Josiah. Say it until the rhythm of its truth beats against your heart like the sea beats upon the shore. Oh, my little king, how can I hold my tears? So small, so sweet and small. And yet on your tiny shoulder rests the eternal fate of your people. Josiah, the Lord God of hosts has not been vanquished. He has been forsaken. The terror that has come to Israel is not of the weakness of the one God of hosts, but of his anger. We suffer not from the oppression of others, but from the wickedness of ourselves. Do you understand that, Josiah?
I think I do. I'm not sure.
Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
Oh, the soldiers are coming this way. You'd better go.
Tomorrow, when the sun slants low through the western gate, I will come again. Will you be here, little king?
Yes, I will be here.
And the next day, too?
I will be here.
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign in the kingdom of Judah. And this precious inch of land, this remnant of the promised land, this fraction of the kingdom of David, it was a land sorely beset and agonized. The temple still stood in Jerusalem, a haunted place, defiled by graven images and unclean. Around were the monuments to Israel's perfidy, the altars to the hosts of heaven, and the sacred groves where harlots danced and firstborn sons were slain. And over this land reigned a tousled-haired boy. He was Josiah, the son of Amon, the son of Manasseh. And Manasseh was he who had done that which was evil in the sight of the Lord.
Waiting long, Huldah? I'm sorry.
Rest a bit. Your breath comes in whirlpools.
It was hard to get away. I think my uncle suspects something. He has assigned to me twice the number of guards.
And how did you get away?
I ran twice as fast. What is it today? What story are you going to tell me today?
Today, I think I shall tell you about David.
I am of the seed of David.
And someday you shall reign as befits a son of David. Now, get comfortable.
Tell me about David.
Now, the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. And they were gathered together at Sokol, which belonged to Judah. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched in the vale of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span.
6 cubits and a span? Why, that's as high as the statue of Moloch in the inner court of the temple. A man that tall. Imagine a man that tall.
And he had a helmet of brass upon his head. And he was clad with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast taunted. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee.
Well said. The words a king should speak.
And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Only a sling. He slew Goliath, and only with a sling.
And the love of God.
That's a wonderful story. David was a champion, and I am of the seed of David.
Little king, little seed of David, is your heart brave enough to face Goliath?
I can face anyone. I am the king.
Goliath still lives, Josiah. Still lives in the palace and in the temple. His kind are still alive. And the children of Israel cry for a champion to rid them of Goliath.
Who are they? Tell me their names, Hull. I will stand against them.
Their names are all the names that deny the oneness of God. Josiah, your people have been led astray. Lead them right again. For the fury of God is like the crush of a mountain, the cascade of the winds. Josiah, little David, go out against the enemy and let truth be the stone in your sling.
I will, Huldah. I will be the champion of my people. I swear it to you, Huldah. I too shall slay Goliath.
And so it was that the king of Judah, the little king of Judah, heard the music of his people's history. In the proud heritage of his people, Josiah, king of Judah, found strength. And as he grew, as his blonde hair slowly darkened, as his eyes took on wisdom and his arms took on flesh, as he grew, he was nourished in the heritage of Israel. In the palace, within the walls of the palace of the kings of Judah, Matan, the regent, and Nathan Melech, high priest of the cult of Moloch, saw the signs of Josiah's growth, and they did not like the signs. They were afraid.
Does the new troop of dancing girls meet your majesty's approval?
I was not watching, Uncle. My thoughts were elsewhere.
You are overburdened, dear Josiah. You've taken on so many tasks. Would it not be good to travel to the shore for a holiday? Nathan Melech, what say you of that idea? Do you not think it wise that His Majesty rest a bit from his labors? I've suggested a holiday at the shore.
Good idea. Fine idea.
We could start at once. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the Sabbath.
So it is.
Sabbath? What about the Sabbath?
One must rest on the Sabbath.
Oh, poppycock. Why shouldn't one rest on any day that one pleases to rest?
The Sabbath is set apart to the Lord. It is His day, and to share His day is the joy of His people.
Now, you say to me that this certain day, this particular day, is different from every other day. Now, in all humbleness, Your Majesty, may I inquire how this tradition came about?
It is so written.
Written? Written where? On old parchments and ragged fragments. How do we know that these customs are truly the wish of God? Is there an official document and an edict and an order with His royal seal? Why, I've never seen it. Have you, Your Majesty? Have you ever seen the royal seal of the God you worship? Tell me if you have. Tell me of its design.
Its design is a field of harvest set against a blazing sun, with birds singing sweetly and children counting the stars, and men dreaming of justice and mercy.
Oh, fancy talk. Show me the law. Show it to me on parchment with the seal of your God. Until then, more wine!
How can I answer this unanswerable argument, dear Huldah? What am I to say? Where is the law written? How do we know it is the law?
It is written in the tears of our people, on stone with agony, it is written.
But the people ask for more. They want more.
Last night, I had a vision, Josiah. The scene was a desert, wild beyond description, a loathsome place. There I saw the stump of a tree. It was rotting, and it seemed to swarm with vermin. I wanted to draw back, run away, rid my eyes of the torture of the scene. Could not. Instead, I was drawn, irresistibly, towards the stump. I was drawn. I cringed as I came close to it, when suddenly... Josiah, listen. Suddenly, I felt my hand reach toward it. Imagine the horror of it. But my hand crept forward. It fought against the muscles that would pull it back. It reached forward, then plunged within its bark. And then, Josiah, the scene changed. The desert was no desert. It was a wheat field in the golden wealth of its pregnancy. The vermin were no more. They were butterflies and bumblebees. My hand came out and I held... Josiah, my hand held a gem of untellable beauty. It was not a diamond, nor a ruby, nor a pearl, but all of these in one. And its brilliance flung spears of blazing light into all the distance. This was my vision.
What does it mean? Tell me what it means, Hulda.
In time you will know.
When?
In God's good time. But you will know it, Josiah. You will know it with the sureness of knowing when day turns to night and night turns to day. Be ready, Josiah. The time is soon.
And it came to pass, in the 18th year of his reign, that Josiah summoned the scribe Shaphan. And he said to Shaphan,
Shaphan, this day during the forenoon, I walked within the walls of the temple. What I saw was beyond all sadness. The walls are cluttered with cracks, the ceilings sag, and everywhere there is the feeling of ruin. It is not a fit place to worship the Lord.
What is your will, sire?
Go you to Hilkiah, the high priest. Tell him that I command that he sum up the money which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people. Let him take this money and deliver it into the hands of the workmen that are charged with the care of the house of the Lord. Let them repair the breaches of the house. Let the money be spent for carpenters and masons, and to purchase timber and hewn stone. Go now and do as I say.
Within the temple, within the walls that closeted the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Lord, within the temple, Shaphan spoke to Hilkiah the high priest and told him of Josiah's wishes.
Blessed is the king of Judah, who this day looks to the house of the Lord.
Let there be no waiting, Hilkiah. See that it is done at once. His majesty will be pleased at the rapid progress of the repairs, Hilkiah. Already the columns stand firmer, and there is a glow to the temple.
It is true.
The king is waiting now for my report.
Do you go directly to his chamber?
Yes, right now.
While cleaning in a lower chamber, a place no one has visited for so long that the spiders had woven a curtain over the door that was as thick as a man's arm, in this chamber we found a book, an ancient book. The king might find it to his fancy. Bring it to him, if you will.
What manner of book is it?
It is a book. What it is written in its words. Bring it to the king.
It would please your majesty mightily to see the change that is being wrought. How the gilt shines again, and the latticework is clean of grime. The people are coming in crowds to witness the work, and their faces are as bright as the gleam upon the walls.
It is good that they are pleased.
Hilkiah, the high priest, has sent you this.
A book?
An ancient book he found in a long-hidden corner.
It has the smell of age.
Shall I place it in the library, your majesty?
Yes, yes, put it away.
Is there anything else, your majesty?
No, Shaphan, not at this time. I'm tired. All day I've had to listen to my uncle and Nathan Millich. They would have me bow lower than I have already bowed to Assyria. We need their protection, they cry. If Assyria protects us, then Egypt will not attack. Why do the people of the Lord need the armor of Moloch? Go you about your work, Shaphan.
Yes, your majesty.
Shaphan.
Yes, sir.
For the book, wait now. Before you place it away, let me hear some of its story. Read me from the book, Shaphan, a passage or two. Indulge my curiosity.
Yes, sire. These are the opening words. These are the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah.
The words of Moses? Is that what it said, Shaphan, the words of Moses?
And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them.
Give me the book. Let me see it.
Here, sire.
And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and observe to do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord spoke with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare unto you the word of the Lord. For ye were afraid because of the fire and went not up into the mountain. Saying, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The law. The written law. We have found the law.
How can we be sure? How do we know?
Shaphan, listen to me. Go you quickly to Hilkiah, the high priest. And together go you to Huldah, the prophetess who dwells in Jerusalem in the second quarter. Ask her. Ask Huldah, is this the sign?
Say you to the man that sent you, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel.
And now, as it is written, the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood on the platform and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes.
I swear to this with all my heart and with all my soul. Hear, O Israel, the Lord my God, the Lord is one. I call to Hilkiah, the high priest.
I listen, O my king.
I call to the priests of the second order.
We listen, O king.
I call to the keepers of the door.
Command us, O king.
I call to my people. Bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, for the false gods, for all the host of heaven. Rid the temple of this pollution. Now, do it now.
And now, within the walls of the temple, with their bare hands, flinging themselves upon the idols, digging their fingers into the masonry of the images, until the blood ran down and the flesh hung loose, not knowing pain, but only knowing joy, they sang as they destroyed. And the idols tottered, hung for a moment in space, and then crashed. And so was the law returned to Israel. The words of Moses, as commanded by the Lord of hosts, was given again to Israel. And, as it is written of Josiah, he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father.
We take pleasure in presenting Mr. Reuben R. Kaufman, prominent civic and Jewish communal leader and member of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, speaking from Chicago. Mr. Kaufman.
Josiah, youthful king of Judah, would be but another name on some forgotten page of history were it not for his rediscovery of the Torah, the Book of the Covenant. Influenced by the teachings of the prophetess Huldah, and inspired by her faith, Josiah once again brought the Torah to his people as a guide for righteous and joyful living. This emphasis on the Torah as the key to moral rebirth comes on the eve of Simchas Torah, the traditional festival which celebrates the annual completion and concurrent recommencement of the daily synagogue reading of the Torah. The festival symbolizes the significant fact that the Torah is primarily addressed to the individual. The book of Deuteronomy, which Josiah rediscovered, is a great charge by Moses to all the people of Israel. But in it, Moses speaks to each Israelite individually. Likewise, the Ten Commandments, which are the basis of both the Hebrew and Christian religions, are addressed to the individual. The ancient teachers of Israel noted this and repeatedly reminded their people that the Torah was given in this form because upon each person's obedience or disobedience to the precepts of the law rested the destiny of the entire people. The question is, how can people of today, you and I, be made to appreciate the significance of their individual behavior and to participate in the effort for national as well as world peace and understanding? The answer to this is also found in the lesson we learn from the upbringing of Josiah and from the Torah which he returned to his people. In this very season, Americans of all faiths, and the Jewish people in particular, are rededicating themselves to the principles which were dramatized in our program, namely the religious testament and its study. All American faiths are celebrating Religious Book Month, and in addition, the Jewish faith is consecrating its young to Jewish education, as this also is Jewish Education Month. Throughout the land, this time of the year, our religious schools begin the sacred responsibility of educating our young people in the teachings and history of our tradition. Young Josiah's life dramatizes the importance of rearing our children from their earliest years with a complete, a wholesome, and genuine Jewish education. This need for religious education of the young and for renewed dedication to religious teachings is what Josiah discovered. This is the lesson of Simchas Torah.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Our Eternal Light drama today, Josiah, was written by Irv Tunick. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured as Huldah was Betty Gard and as Josiah, Leon Janney. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.